Well, we used to punch him with a doggone switch or a razor strap or a belt or something like that. Just get up and give him a padding. Now they don't punch him, I don't think, much. You can punch him in so many different ways. You can deprive him of something they like to do, you know. Deprive him of going somewhere that they like to go, a plane or anything like that. But there's just so many different ways in punishing a child. When we used to think of punishing when I was growing up, was mostly with a paddle or a switch. That's the only thing we thought of punishing.
So if you had a switch, you tell the child you're going to get a what?
A whipping or a switching or something like that.
Is there any difference in a paddling and a whipping and a switching?
No. Then it's just the thing you use it with. A switch is a limb of a tree. And a paddle, you can have a wooden paddle, or you can have leather paddles, or leather, you can get a belt, or it used to be a razor strap, or something. Last morning is a problem, because men used to have razor straps, you know, when they shaved with straight razors, you know, sharpen your own razor, they always had razor straps, and it's always sticking around pretty handy, and it made a pretty good paddle. There's so many things that you can use for paddles, you know, to paddle kids.
Is there any difference in the, would you say to an older child that you were going to give them a switching or something like that?
A switching and paddling.
What about an adult? What would you say to an adult?
Say to an adult? Well, you don't, I don't know, you don't whip adults only with your fists. I don't know what you say about a flogging. I've heard him say, if I'd have been him, I'd have given him a good flogging. You were talking about when somebody done something to somebody, you know, when somebody else would be talking about to say, if he'd done the other way, I'd give him a good flogging.
Well, if there were two boys or something, you know, who hadn't been getting along, one might say that he was going to give the other a good what?
A good whipping, a flogging, a beat.
Young boys?
Yeah, young boys, yeah, I'm going to give him a good beat. Sometimes they'd use flog. Say flogging, they'd catch it, they'd pick it up from grown people, you know.
And if you were talking about two girls, you know, who'd been coming out here to visit you and your wife, maybe named Jane and Peggy, you'd say, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot, what? More so, I mean.
Well, there's so many different things you say about them. You say Peggy's got a bad personality, or she's naughty, or just, there's so many different things you could speak of, you know, if they were good or bad, you know.
If
so
it was even better than Jane. Jane would be a loving child, and if Peggy loves you even more, you'd say, and Peggy is a lot even more.
Well, I don't know if I know just exactly what you mean yet.
Would you say a lot more loving or a lot lovinger?
Well, you can say a lot more loving. Peggy's a lot more loving, more loving than Peggy, or vice versa, you know. You could say that.
And did you ever hear other groups of people, any other group of people, talk about an illegitimate child called anything different?
Besides an illegitimate child or a bastard or anything? Well, no, I don't know as I did. I never hear any different names for it, I don't think.
Well, your brother's son would be your what?
My brother's son would be my nephew.
And a child who's lost his father and his mother is a...
orphan.
Where do they live? Where do orphans live?
Well, either people adopt them and they live in homes. If you adopt them, you know, you adopt them, and if you adopt them by law, they're your heirs, you know, just like your own children. And then they have regular orphan homes. A lot of orphan homes, you know, in the United States that keep children.
I don't know if they had them here in
Huntsville. Well, no, we don't have an orphan home here. The only orphan children would be here would just people would adopt them, you know.
Well, what do you call the people? If you have an orphan you're just taking care of, then you'd be the orphan's legal.